This survey is essentially asking the critical question of whether, as a country, are we okay with losing that many farms? Are we okay with losing that much farmland? Or is there a better way?
And that's Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack, who says some of the results were concerning.
In 2017, when we did the survey, there were 2,042,220 farms. Today, the survey reports we have 1,900,487 farms. So doing a little quick math, that's 142,000 fewer farms in 5 years. The survey tells us that in 2017, we had well a little over 900 million acres of land and farming. 5 years later, we have 880 million acres. So we've lost 20 million acres.
And Vilsack puts the number of acres into perspective.
That's every New England state, with the exception of Connecticut, in 5 years. I want to give you a sense of how many farms that is. I've been focusing on this issue for the last 4 or 5 months because I ran across a report done by Secretary of Agriculture Bob Berglund in 1981. He was expressing concern about the direction of agriculture because we had changed the method of support, a direction of support for American agriculture. Well, if you look at the number of farms that were in existence when he issued that warning and compare it to today, we've lost 535,000 farms. Now, that's every farm today in the following states: in North Dakota and South Dakota, in Minnesota and Wisconsin, in Illinois and Iowa, in Nebraska and Oklahoma and Missouri and Colorado.
You can read more about this wake-up call at MichiganAgToday.com or in the free Michigan Ag Today mobile app. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.